Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good evening. This is Deacon Thomas Barr, and you are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. We'd like to welcome you back. Today is Thursday, the 9th of June, 2016. We pray that all is well with you and your family, and we thank you for joining us tonight. If you're online, you can call in at 646-668-2636. Press 1 on your keypad, and you can join the conversation. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Trinity. The Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we're going to give a simplistic understanding that we can share with the audience, because we want to be able to, again, this last couple of shows, we've been trying to present the gospel in its simplest form for our listeners. So that also, as us Christian men and Christians in general in the church, that we have to find a way to be able to communicate the gospel, the good news, and the word of God to the unsaved, the unchurched, and those who don't necessarily have a Bible. So we're going to touch about on the Trinity a little bit and try and explain it in a simpler form. It's not going to be a college credit class or a seminary class, but me and Pastor Watkins and some of my guests is going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But I'm opening up with prayer and scripture, and then we're going to get right into the conversation. And we have a couple of announcements here that we want to share, some upcoming events for our men and for the community. Amen. So tonight I'm going to be reading, I'm going to open up with our scripture here, and we're going to read from Galatians, chapter number 3, starting at verse number 19. Amen. What purpose, then, does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions. Still, the seed shall come to whom the promise was made, and it was appointed through angels by the hand of the mediator. Now, a mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one. It is the law that gained. It is the law, then, against the promises of God. Certainly not, for there had been a law given which could have given life. True righteousness would have been the law, but the scripture was confirmed in all sin. And the promise by faith in Jesus Christ may be given to those who believe. Father God, we say thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the revelation of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for your word, for your scripture, O God, for your law, O God, that spoke us, O God, that showed us our sins, O God, that spoke us, that directed us unto your saving grace, O God. Continue to strengthen us, continue to guide us, continue to move in our lives, O God. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would touch every man that's listening, every woman that's listening, those that are hearing our voice today, O God, that you, O God, would be an encouragement and a light unto them, O God. Continue to bless us, watch over us, O God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Well, we have a couple of announcements here. Our first one is for my brothers, is the Men of Standard Breakfast coming up on Saturday, June 11th, this Saturday, June 11th at 10 a.m. And that's going to be sponsored by the Victory Christian Fellowship Church. Pastor Otter is there, you can call 410-956-6057. It's a free event, free men's breakfast. They just ask that you would RSVP. Again, the number to call is 410-956-6057. And it's located at 1311 Generals Highways in Crownville, Maryland. That's Saturday, June 11th, and it starts at 10 a.m. And you can go to our Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk Facebook page, and it's posted there. You can get the address, the information, and also the RSVP phone number. And we'll share that again at the end of the show. Amen? Amen. Our next event is coming up also in the month of June is the role of men in preventing domestic violence. Increasing awareness, ending the silence, and connecting with resources and being proactive. And this is going to be sponsored by the Howard County Coalition to End Intimate Partner Violence, their 2016 dialogue series. And that's going to be on Wednesday, June the 22nd, from 9 a.m. to noon. And it's going to be held at the Baltimore Washington Conference Center for the United Methodist Church Mission Center at 11711 East Marketplace in Fulton, Maryland. You can also go to the Issues Christian Talk Facebook page there, and you'll see the post for that. Also, you can call 410 997 0304 to get information and also to register. They're also available if it is credit is going to be available upon request, the CEU credits for this gathering. Amen. And one of my guests tonight, Dr. Pierce, is going to come on. She's going to be, we're going to talk a little bit more about that later on in the show. Amen. Our next one, our men's fish fry. This is in the month of July, so we got time. And that's going to be held by the Jesus Lives Ministry and Fellowship in Hanover, Maryland. And that's going to be July the 16th. July the 16th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. We're requesting a $10 donation per. And also, we need RSVP, so we make sure we have enough fish. It's going to be freshly fried fish. So you come out for $10 per and reserve your plate in advance. And we're going to sit, we're going to fellowship and have some fish. Amen. You can call 410-859-8002. It's Jesus Lives Ministry, Hanover, Maryland. The address is 7466 New Ridge Road in Hanover, Maryland. Also, if you go to our Facebook page, it's also be posted there. But we invite you to come out and join the brothers. I'll be there. Some other brothers will be there. Some of the guests that are on our show are going to be there. So you get to meet us live in person, let you know we're real live people and real live brothers. Amen. And also with Jesus Lives Ministry, having a men's retreat from boys to men. And that's going to be held at the Black Rock Retreat Center in Quarryville, Pennsylvania. That's September the 16th to the 18th. And the price is $250 per person, double occupancy, two in the room. So bring your son, you and your son, you and your nephew, you and your brother. And, you know, another brother you have a suite with, it'll be two beds in a room, so you don't have to worry about that because I know your brothers are sensitive. But anyway, you can call and also call the church for that and RSVP, get the information, contact information, registration, paperwork, and make your payment. Also, we have payment options. It's $50 a month between now and September, so you can pay it every month, and we'll have a room for you, and you can register and come and join us. I'll definitely be on that, and I know a couple other brothers are going, so we encourage you to come out for also for a time of fellowship out of the Black Rock Retreat. We're going to have some teachings and fellowship. We might get a three-on-three tournament or softball, depends who's coming, how many of the brothers coming. We're going to see what we're going to do there. We're going to exercise you a little bit too. Amen? And that's going to cover the transportation, two-night stay, five meals, and like I said, we're going to have available to us the fitness and recreation activities there. Amen? Amen. And one more announcement. We have the Fire International Bible College. Their summer session is starting on June the 27th to August the 8th. And we have the minister, Rucker, is going to speak about that a little bit later also. But that's going to be their summer session. And some of the courses they're going to be offering is Bible belief, teaching adults with confidence, growing towards spiritual maturity, understanding people and church history. It's a time of increased knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And it's not necessarily, I encourage a lot of brothers that to sign up for the college for when these training opportunities come and teaching opportunities, because we have to be rooted and grounded. We have to have a strong foundation. And also as men, husbands, and fathers, we have to be in a place where we're able to share and teach in our homes. You know, we can't put all the onus on the church and the pastor, because as men, we're called to lead in our homes also. So we have a strong biblical foundation and understanding. We can also help in the growth and mature spiritual maturity of our wives and children. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to bring my guest on. Amen. And we're going to talk a little bit. First, let me bring on Dr. Pierce. Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
Good, good. Good to hear your voice. Thank you for joining us and coming and spending a few minutes with us talking a little bit about the role of men in preventing domestic violence. I know this is your organization, so I'd like you to share a little bit with the audience about who you are, your organization, and about the event.
Thank you for having me this evening. The event is the role of men in preventing intimate partner violence, and the Howard County Coalition to End Intimate Partner Violence have been around going on 3 years now with having the dialogue series. We have four dialogue series every year, and our primary goal is to educate our community in efforts to eliminate violence. we know that silence hides violence, and a person only knows what they know. So it's very important. One of the key things is to educate our community members. And we have sessions or themes catered to some of the areas that we feel as though are some of the deficits. So this upcoming event is geared towards men. There are not enough learning opportunities focused on men and their role in eliminating violence within our communities. When we look at the element of intimate partner violence or domestic violence by statistics, or based on what statistics have shown, is that more than 85% of the perpetrators of abuse are men. There is no way possible that we could actually end this issue without men being an intricate part of the solution. So that's why our focus is for men. It's a call to action for anyone who knows a man. Women can also attend the session. However, the focus is the men's role in preventing violence.
Amen, amen. And there's one thing I want to ask is, because to be honest and be open, and we have to, as men, in the church, outside the church, if you're listening to this show, you know, in your lifetime, you've known couples, you might have family members that, you know, got into fights, arguments, pots, pans, broke dishes, cuss, fuss, whatever. You know, they argue 1 week, and then they good the next week, and it's act like you don't know, you know. And then after a while, it becomes, well, how I want to say, it's a norm for some relationships. Because, you know, I was brought up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I could think back to even friends, family, fussing, arguing. But it's something that we definitely can do. And it's something that we can do, again, that we have to have a strategy for it. And then for the churches, you know, I always put it, if anybody who knows me on Facebook, I'm always posting a little bit on Facebook. What is your church doing proactively about domestic violence? Because in the body of Christ, it's our ministry. It's in there. It's for those who've been saved their whole life. It's those who've been saved, you know, they've been married. They got married in the church, and they've been together for years. But you don't never know what's going on behind closed doors. And if it explodes in the church, what's the plan? So I encourage the brothers, Dr. Pierce, you know, I just wanted to share that because I wanted to encourage the brothers, you know, this is going on. And then again, in the
Absolutely.
Body of Christ. Yes.
Absolutely. And I mean, I echo that same, those same words. And one of the other important aspects is that oftentimes the church is the first point of contact when a person is reaching out for help. But more times than not, the church is not prepared. They don't know what to do. So they do what they feel is the right thing to do, but oftentimes it puts families in more danger because they don't know how to properly handle these situations. So it's important that the ministerial staff gets trained, and that every church has a safety plan as it relates to how they're going to handle these particular issues. Even issues if both members are, if there's a husband and a wife or a couple in your church, and there has been an issue of violence in the home, and one has been removed, but they're still members of your church. How do you handle that when neither one wants not to be, want to continue their membership at your church? How do you deal with that? Do you have policies and procedures in place to address that? So it's very important that churches get intricately involved as it relates to how to address intimate partner violence, because it's absolutely everywhere. There is no place that it is not. So it's in your churches, it's on your jobs, it's in schools, it's absolutely everywhere. And every day when we wake up, you know, there are at least 3 to 4 people that will die as a result of intimate partner violence. And it spans across all ages and all cultures. And it's something that we can make a difference and do something about. We can eliminate it. We can do away with it. but it takes all of us working together. But one of the key things is for us to get educated on what to do. Hello?
Hello, I'm here. I'm sorry. I got you.
Okay.
I'm here. We're live. This is live. This is Issue Prison Men Talking. We're live, and we have some technical glitch here, but I'm back. And
okay.
I wanted to share
very
that
good.
we have to be able to, as men, we have to reach the next generation. Because, again, there's young people, male and female, who if they were raised in this environment, it's a normal thing to them. It's a normal thing to see their parents fussing and arguing and fighting, and sometimes physical or even the verbal. Because one of the things I've learned in some of the searches I've been to, that verbal abuse, that can be hurtful. There's different forms of abuse, too, also. And that's also why we encourage you to come out and learn about these things, because people are getting abused in different ways. There's emotional, there's physical, there's emotional, there's financial, there's psychological. There's a lot of things that go on that push people. We only see the bruises, the broke arm, the emergency room, or the police is called, and if you're in leadership, you get that phone call, somebody's locked up because the wife, they call the police. Now the husband, the wife, somebody's get locked up because the laws have changed. If the police come and there's an allegation of domestic violence, somebody's going to jail at night. And what are we going to do as leaders in the church? What are we going to do when we get those phone calls? And like Dr. Pierce was saying, if in the process, but I believe God can heal and God can reconcile. But when there's a restraining order in place, what are you going to do when both spouses are members of your church? What's the plan? Because if they can't be within 1,000 feet of 500 feet of each other, what are you going to do? Go ahead, Dr. Pierce.
That's right. And I also wanted to share at this upcoming session on Wednesday, June the 22nd, we will hear from our district court judge of Howard County, Judge Wayne Brooks, will be speaking from a judge's perspective. So these sessions are, they are free, but they are power-packed, and these are experts in the field. Judge Wayne Brooks will be sharing during that particular session, as well as Dr. Clinton, who is a licensed psychologist, counselor, very credentialed, come with a lot of experience in the field, and he will be facilitating a presentation, and he's with My Covenant Place as well. So it is an awesome, awesome learning opportunity, and once again, it's no cost. And typically, to get training, to get CEUs, people pay hundreds of dollars to get CEUs for these kinds of trainings. But it's important for us, and we have the heart and the mindset to offer opportunities for anyone who wants to come to learn, to gain the credit hour, as well as relatively take information that you can use that day for yourself, to share it with others, and ultimately to change our communities. Oftentimes, it's difficult for individuals to start a conversation as it relates to violence, not understanding quite how to break that barrier. But by getting educated and understanding and looking from various perspectives and gaining more knowledge, it makes those conversations a little bit easier, and especially when you have the tools as it relates to what you should do.
Amen, amen. Dr. Pierce, I thank you. I appreciate you coming on, and I pray that those who are listening, I know I have some elders and the deacons and some fellow brother pastors that I know that listen to the show. And I pray to take the opportunity and send someone from the church, send someone from your leadership. And for my brothers, I always say, if you're a man of God, this is an opportunity to bring something to your ministry. If you go to the training, you can bring your information back. You can bring Dr. Pierce's contact information back to your leadership and say, this is something we need to do, because it's happening. My thing is, as a body of Christ, we should be proactive in some things. Because if this thing happens come this week, this Sunday coming, what would your church do? How would they handle it? You know, I hate to be hard on the church sometimes if they get in trouble, but, you know, just trying to pray them and send them home is not going to be the answer. And I think Dr. Pierce talked about that. Just because everybody calmed down at the church, that doesn't mean they get back home, and by 5 o'clock on Sunday evening, somebody's in the hospital, somebody's in jail, or somebody's dead. So what would your ministry do if this thing rose its head up this Sunday? Amen? Amen. So, Dr. Pierce, I thank you for coming on, and I pray that someone was encouraged and stirred and reach out. Again, you can call 410-997-0304, get the information to register, or you can reach out to us, again, on Issues Christian Men's Talk on our Facebook page. It's there. The information is there. Or, you know, send me a message, type something in there, and I'll make sure I get it to you. Dr. Pierce, I get everything? Any other phone numbers they can call?
Yes, you can also go to We All Hope Works and also register there. You have it on your Facebook page, and I also want to share that Deacon Farr will also be facilitating a panel discussion. So come out and support Deacon Farr as he leads and facilitates our panel discussion on the upcoming session.
Amen. You're right. That's right. I'm sorry. I am. Yes, I am going to be there. So come out.
Yes. Amen. We are really,
Amen.
Really excited
and,
about your participation and being there with
Amen.
Us.
Yeah. So there you go, brothers. I'm going to be there so you can come. And I've been to one of the other events, so they have a nice quality lunch. So, yeah, if that helps you out, there we go. Amen. Amen. Oh, Dr. Pierce, I thank you, and we'll be in contact, and I appreciate you coming on this evening.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Amen. You listen to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr, and we just got finished talking to Dr. Pierce about the role about the Howard County Coalition to End Intimate Partner Violence, their 2016 dialogue series, The Role of Men in Preventing Domestic Violence. And it's going to be held on Wednesday, June the 22nd from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Amen. So we encourage you to come out and join us and be part of it. Amen. I have one more guest coming on tonight. Wants to share some information. Minister Sam Rucker, how are you, sir?
I am well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, brother, for coming out. Because we're going to talk a little bit about the FIRE International Bible College. And I just wanted you to come on and share with the brothers and my audience that are listening. Again, you're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Fall. We're here with Minister Sam Rucker, and he's going to be sharing a little bit about the FIRE International Bible College. There's summer session coming up starting on June the 27th. So, Minister, tell us a little bit about the college. How did it start, and what's going on this semester?
Okay. FIRE International Bible College was born out of an organization called FIRE International Fellowship of Churches and Ministers. Biblically-centered institution of higher learning. Philosophy is to provide quality education while meeting the needs of men and women who are either currently involved in leadership service or desire to be better prepared to serve humanity and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the purpose for which this college was established. One of the key things is it is relatively a new institution, and we're in the process of growing this institution. Eventually, it will become a university. And we're offering instruction in ministry, business management, counseling, education, divinity, theology, and we have certificate programs also. So as a new institution, we've held approximately 5 semesters of instruction, and we make it easy for everyone. Because our format is teleconference. So there's no location that you have to be. You don't have to worry about if you don't live in Maryland or near Randallstown, Maryland. We have a conference call set up for all our instruction. When you register, we will send the course material to you with syllabus, instruction, and reference material, along with conference ID so that you can participate in the class based on the schedule. And there's a requirement for you to submit all homework and assignments via email. So no matter what you're doing, if you have a cell phone or if you have a telephone, You always dial in and participate in the classes, even if you're driving in traffic. As long as you've done the reading and you understand the material enough to participate, you'll be able to participate in the classes. So we make the format easy. Along with that, given the summer semester, which is going to begin shortly, we're in the registration process. And like you mentioned earlier, we offering five courses of instruction. The first one is Biblical Beliefs. Most people wonder, what is that all about? And a caption for introduction is, what was it that led to the early church's success? Their fundamental faith commitment supported a manner of life that linked beliefs and behavior or doctrine and practice. The Apostle Paul warned that deceptions are a significant danger to Christians. Truth then becomes essential for living in perilous times. And some of the topics this course is going to hit on is the authority of Scripture, the Godhead, creation and the fall, the person and work of the Holy Spirit, doctrine of salvation, angels and demons, heaven and hell, and the coming kingdom. So it's going to touch on the biblical beliefs and hit these topics based on Scripture to help out. Another course that we're going to offer is Church History, which is written as a basic introduction to the subject. This course offers four major periods of church history: the ancient church, the medieval church, the Reformation church, and the modern church. The focus of this study is to gain perspective both comforting and challenging to many current issues faced today. Studying history gives understanding of the complexities and richness of the Christian faith and doctrine, as well as a reinforcement that the church will triumph. Some of the topics that it will be dealing with is the foundation of the church, the apostolic age, the apostolic fathers, defending the faith, the medieval church, the Reformation church, the Catholic church response, the church and the scientific revolution, the church and modern missions, church and revivals in America, and the modernity of the church. One of the things that church faces is the change of culture and the influence that culture tries to leverage on the church in today's times. So we'll deal with these things in this particular course. Additionally, the next course will be Teaching Adults with Confidence. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. And how can you implement something that you don't understand, and how can you understand something that you don't know? And we have a lot of people that are very good preachers, but are they good teachers? And this course will help you provide training to understand the different levels and the different strategies for teaching adults. Adults, you get adults from different backgrounds, different education levels, different social economic scenarios, and this provides different strategies to reach the different people that you may encounter when teaching the Word of God. Growing towards spiritual maturity. A strategy for growing toward Christ-likeness must be based on the actual ways that people grow and develop into maturity. There are parallels for our natural growth to our spiritual growth. Through identifying and understanding how we grow spiritually, we become more intentional in our use of time and methods. This course emphasizes our relationship to God's Word for guidance. So we touch on foundations for spiritual growth, featuring the dynamics of growth, the church's role in making disciples, feasting on the Word, establishing a godly lifestyle, expressions of spiritual growth, fruitfulness and reaching others for Christ, discovering and using our spiritual gifts, teaching others, leading others, mentoring others, and then continuing the growth process, being a lifelong learner. And the last course we're offering this summer is Understanding People. To truly understand working with people, we must combine the rigorous formal study of developmental issues with our own observations and thorough study of Scripture. This course will help the Bible teacher enhance ministry effectiveness and appreciation for the intricacies of growth and development positively influence every person we contact. So as ministers, or if you're part of a leadership team within the church, the net is going to bring them in all different ages. And this book helps provide an understanding, or this course helps provide an understanding of how people learn at the different stages of life. Even prenatal to 24 months, toddlers 2 to 3 years, preschoolers 4 to 5 years old, primary 6, 7, and 8 years old, pre-adolescent 9 to 11, middle adolescent 14 to 17, late adolescents 18 to 22, early adult, middle adult, and senior adult. It touches on what are the formal aspects of learning at each stage of life, broken down as I just discussed. So I encourage those that want to have a more effective ministry or better be prepared to conduct ministry in your own organizations, or even if it's for self-growth, I recommend that you take these classes. These classes are not expensive right now. Like I said, since we're a fairly young institution, the cost that we charge is mainly for materials and handling. So each course is only $65. And if you go to the website, FIFOCM.net, and click on Bible College, it will lead you to a page that will begin the process. You'll first have to register for the class, and then there's a drop-down menu where you select the class that you want to take. And then once you completed that, there's a tab at the bottom that says that allows you to pay for the class. And you're able to pay for the class either via PayPal or credit card. And on that link, you just have to put in the dollar amount that you want to pay and continue that process. Again, amen. $55 only covers the material and the handling and shipping of the material to you. And we're doing this because we have a desire to help people to learn to be more effective in ministry, be prepared to deal with those things that are coming against the church in the times that are coming. So any questions you may have, feel free to ask them.
Amen. Amen. Is there a contact number folks can call?
Well, the contact number right now, I'll give my personal number, is 410-262-0632. But they can also send an email to FIFOCM@gmail.com. That will probably
amen.
Be the best way to ask your questions, yes.
Amen, amen. Thank you for coming on, and I appreciate it. I got a question. Excuse me. I mean, I was looking at the courses you're offering this year. Some of them, are these ETA courses?
Yes. Some of our courses are ETA courses. For the summer semester, we like to use the ETA courses because it's a short semester, and the
mm-hmm.
ETA courses are conducive to that 8-week format.
Amen.
For example, we're finishing up the spring semester, and we went through basic elements of exegesis, which is very in-depth. If you're a preacher or a teacher or a minister, that is something that you should have in your background, the formal aspects of how you break down and do research and understand and translate and interpret scripture. And another one was moral choice. If you're going to deal with counseling, this is a Christian ethics course, which these courses were about 14 weeks long. So it's a little bit more in depth than the ETA courses.
Amen. All right. Well, bro, I appreciate you coming in. And again, if you have any of this information, you can go to there. You can email them at FIFOCM@gmail.com. I said it right? FIFOCM.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, sir.
@gmail.com. And Minister, I thank you. I appreciate you. Also, if you go to your Facebook page, if you go to Twitter, Issues Men Talk. We're on Twitter there, and it'll be posted there on our Twitter account and on our Facebook page. And we encourage you. I mean, it's just kind of teaching sometimes that we have to we have to reach out for ourselves sometimes, because I believe the kingdom of God is wide and deep. And, you know, maybe your church has done Bible college or hasn't done it, or it needs it. And some of these things are for personal growth. And for my brothers out there, these are the things that we need to be able to take to be able to lead our homes and our families. I mean, these are some of the things. If we're going to truly be priests to the home, this is the training and the things that we need to bring. Because even though, you know, coming alongside in ministry, if you have a vision to do ministry, there's things that you need, there's certain things you're going to know. And these kind of courses help. That's why when he mentioned them, I know the ETA courses, I got to remember what it is, Evangelistic Training Association. And those courses are quality, and they teach you, and they're biblically sound. They're not going to take you off into fox trails or into some crazy, excuse me, I don't want to use that word. They're going to be biblically doctrinally sound, okay? And you can grow, and you can teach your family, and you never know what God has planned for your life, you know? These courses here can be building blocks for the foundation how God's going to use you down the road. Minister Rucker, thank you, brother. Thank you for coming out. And if you ever need us for anything here at Issues Christian Men's Talk, give us a call. And we also continuously invite you to come back, be part of our discussion panels. We're here every Monday night at 8 p.m., every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. And we appreciate you, bro.
Amen. My pleasure to be a part.
Amen. Mr. Pastor Larry Watkins, good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, Deacon Farr, how are you, sir? It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Amen, amen. Thank you, bro, for hanging in, holding on. Man, I had to reach out. But you know how I believe, man. We have to get the word out. We have to be able to, there's things going on in the kingdom that people need. And there's all kinds of other stuff out there, but sometimes people just need a foundation of the word. Because I believe the teaching of the word, understanding of the word, and dealing with some real relevant issues are the things that the church we need to be a true body. We're one body. It's one heaven, one God, and we all gonna be in the same place at the same time. And we have to be more in unity and be more in true fellowship that we can be able to affect this culture. So that's why I took some time out to share some of those things that's going on that I believe the body of Christ needs to know about. And for my brother, again, my men that are listening here, it's your Christian Men's Talk. I know there's a lot of stuff, a lot of brothers listening. You know, there's a time for learning and teaching. There's a time for preaching, and there's a time for teaching, and there's a time to gain some knowledge and understanding for ourselves that we can be equipped, you know, so we can be equipped to stand again in this culture. Because when we witness to the lost, they're going to ask us some questions, and there should be a certain time in your Christian walk where you have an answer, you're ready to give an answer and give a reason for what you believe and why you believe it. And that's why I believe that Bible College is the opportunity to be able to do that and be able to stand flat-footed and share the gospel and stand on what you believe. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Pastor Watkins, this evening we got about 30 minutes left here. We're going to get into the Issues Christian Men's Talk part now. I wanted to talk a little bit this evening. I wanted to, because, again, we followed up with a conversation we had last week about the faith, about the doctrines of the faith, about the simplicity of the gospel and what the Word of God teaches. And one of the things that I wanted to touch on, again, we're gonna keep it in the simplest form, but we do want to scratch the surface and speak into it. And for my men that are listening, if you've been saved, you've been in church a while, how do you explain the Trinity? Because the Trinity is the doctrine of the Trinity is something that we definitely have to be able to express in a way. You know, some of us as Christians, we really don't understand it thoroughly. But then we have to be able to explain it in a way and show how Scripture shows it. And to be able to tell folk that it's not three gods that we worship. Because we say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and people think we're worshiping three different gods. And that's one of the things that the cults come after us about, that the unbeliever might ask us about. You know, the Muslims will say that, and some of the other cults, quote-unquote, call themselves as Christian cults, say that Christians worship three gods, and that's not true. And that's not what Scripture teaches. So let me start here. I'm going to open up with this. I found this in the study and preparing for this conversation was that it is one thing that I know that people like to throw at us, one thing, that the Trinity is not mentioned in Scripture. There's nowhere to be found in the Word of God. And as Christians, we should know that. And we should not get defensive about it. We shouldn't start shaking. And because if somebody asks you where the Trinity is at in Scripture, your answer should be, it's not there, but it's taught. And when we talk about the Trinity, we talk about three coexistent and co-internal persons of the Godhead. So, Pastor, I'm going to start with you. Let's start with God the Father. How do we share and define who God the Father is?
We have to, the thing that I do to help people to understand the Trinity is that we have to be able to get them to understand an earthly example that has a heavenly meaning. This is what a parable was, and this is the way Jesus taught. Oftentimes I teach this, and it's a way for men to understand it, is that just as there are aspects of who you are, there are aspects of who God is, and we call them the persons of the Trinity. A man can be, as we teach, a man can be a father, a man can be a son, and a man can be a husband. Those are three aspects of a man. It doesn't mean that he's three different men, but those are three aspects, three seats that particular man holds, and he can be a son, a father, and a husband all at the same time. Hence, there are three persons of the Trinity, of the triune God, as we like to call him, that are there, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, who is the Father, as you said? The Father is the all creative power. He is the one that holds everything, was the originator of everything. He is the one that everything originates from. He created everything. He puts everything in motion. He is the mind power for everything. This is the Father. He is the one that came up with the concept of everything. He is the one that is and was and shall be. He is the one who is the I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful aspect of the Godhead. And he is the one that in the beginning of creation, he's the one that came up with the idea, number one, that there should be light. So when the scripture talks about God said, let there be light, he was the one that first came up with the concept of the fact that there should be light, that there should be an earth, that there should be a man, that there should be creatures on the earth. This all originated from God the Father. What do you think, sir?
Amen, amen. And that's where we have to start in the beginning, that God, there's God the Father and God the Son. And God the Father was the beginning. He was always existing. When we say eternal, that means he's always existed, God the Father. And in within that, the Son was there and the Holy Spirit was there. And we have to, that's the concept that, you know, I was told a long time ago, we may not be able to get it. We only have, you know, a veil understanding. Because this thing is bigger than a human mind to understand. But again, like you said, there's parables, there's ways that we get to see and to be able to understand it. But that is not to say that it's something that is beyond us either, because this is where faith comes in. And when we talk about faith, and when we talk about, you know, that we, God the Father and God the Son being all God and they're three persons and having distinct and specific roles in creation and roles in our salvation and roles in the way the earth and society works, that's important to be able to understand. Amen? So when we talk, God the Father there is one of the basic ones, is the first, the Godhead. He's the leader of all. Now, when we talk about God the Son, when we talk about Jesus, and Jesus' role in the Godhead. We know he came born as a man, to be the atoning sacrifice for the redemption of all mankind. But also, he was fully man and fully God when he walked. So what do you think about that, sir?
Well, let's understand that the Son does not start just at the point of the virgin birth. The Son was there, as we said in the beginning, with everything. He was there. All three were there. When you look at the scripture, it talks about being the Elohim, which is the sense plural, and it says also in Genesis, let us make man in our image. So they were all there at the same time. So we must understand that all three exist all at the same time. Now, the Son is the authoritative power of God. The Son is the Word, is the thing that exists to bring everything into being. God spoke, and then the light came. He said, let there be, and that is. And the words that the thing that he spoke was the Word. In essence, he spoke, and the Son, the Word, brought it into life. Now, Jesus is not the first incarnation. Incarnation means in flesh. We've all eaten chili con carne. It just means chili with meat. So chili incarnate means in flesh. That this is not the first incarnation. Jesus was not the first incarnation of the Son. There was also in Genesis, it talks of the high priest Melchizedek, which Abraham gave tithes to after he had won certain battles. So this was the first incarnation of the Son. So he represented the authority of God, and it says that Abraham paid him a tithe. So Abraham bowed down to the authority of God. And then we look at the Bible, and when we talk in John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And without him was nothing made, meaning that he couldn't make anything without the authoritative power of the spoken word that goes forth to create. So God is the one who originates. He speaks the word, the Son. And then we have the third part, which we'll discuss in just a few minutes. What do you think, sir?
Amen, amen, amen. You know, you're right. Mr. Rucker. And to ask you,
sir,
when you want to share into the conversation?
In the beginning, when we were talking about finding a basic way to help people understand, and I found that using the example of H2O is an excellent example to explain the Godhead, whereas
mm-hmm.
H2O, depending on the environment, takes on different form. When you freeze it, it's ice, and it serves a specific function. At room temperature, it's water, and serves a specific function. And when you heat it and become steam, it serves a different function, but it's still all H2O. So we have God, who is, but as the Father, he exercises certain authorities. As the Son, he exercises different authorities. And as the Holy Ghost, he interacts with man in different ways and exercises different authorities. So I just wanted to offer, H2O is a good example that a lot of people will probably grasp that concept and will help them begin to understand that the Godhead is not three separate gods, but only one God, but three manifestations that perform different functions as they interact with man.
Amen, amen. Yeah, I like that, sir. I appreciate that one. That's also a way. Again, these are the ways that we can be able to explain these to the unbeliever. And for our own edification, that we can be secure and understand that in the Trinity, there's three persons. They're all God, but they have different roles. So they're for a different purpose. You know, we have God the Father. He's the ultimate source. I'll say that. He's the ultimate source, the cause of the universe. You know, he gives divine revelation. He put the seed into Mary that Jesus could come into the flesh. He initiated all things. He initiated creation. He created Adam. He pulled Eve from Adam. He initiated the whole the redemption plan in Genesis. It's God who initiated. He saw these things. He has all knowledge. He's all knowing, and he's eternal existence. And then the Son, as we talk about Jesus, as he's coming, he came for a Pacific. He came for to provide salvation, to provide a way back. Also, God, he gave divine revelation to the world, because we have the scriptures, we have the gospels. That's the revelation of himself to be passed down to the generations, to all humanity and all mankind would know him, and through him know the Father, because of what he taught, how he lived, and the things he taught. He taught those 12. Those 12 went out and spread the gospel to all the world. So he was a revelation that God created, that man could see in the flesh, that manifestation of Pastor Walker you talked about. And now the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit now is one part of the Godhead that unfortunately takes some kind of abuse sometimes. But listen, I just want to be able to give a definition of the Holy Spirit, his purpose, when Jesus said he would send a comforter, a helper. What do you think, Pastor Watkins? How do we explain that to folks to get that understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and what's he doing now in this 21st century? Pastor Watkins, are you with me?
The Holy Spirit is the thing that brings things to manifest. It's the thing that brings it actually into being. God initiated it, meaning he had the thought. He spoke the word, and as he spoke the word, it was the Holy Spirit that brought it into being. It is the Holy Spirit that Jesus left with us, and the Bible calls him the Parakletos, or the Paraclete, the helper, or the legal counsel that helps us to walk this life out. He is the thing that helps to clean us up. He's the thing that helps to promote us. He's the thing that helps to give us that divine revelation so that we can understand these mysteries. He's the thing that helped to open it up to our understanding so that we can now see what God has been trying to teach us and trying to get us to learn through his word. He's also there to make intercession for us. What does intercession mean? That he's the one that's there that when there seems to be a communication gap, the Holy Spirit is there to say, okay, I understand what you're saying. Let me take it to the Father so he can understand what you're saying. And then he bridges that communication gap so that when we can't say it the way we need to, the Spirit comes in and says it the way it should be said so that it can be understood. So he's our advocate, he's our director, he's our the one who helps clean us up, he's the one who helps guide us, and he's also the one who intercedes and translates for us in both directions. What do you think, sir?
Amen, amen. You know, I agree. That's it. He's that in between that gets our prayers, that takes our prayers, that gives us the revelation of God. And we understand too, it's through the Holy Spirit that he gets us to be able to understand his word. Because, you know, I've known folk, a lot of times people would talk about, you know, I used to read the Bible all the time and I never would understand it, I never could get it. And that's part of it, is that Holy Spirit living within us. And it opens our spirit up. It starts to move on our lives. It starts to control how we think and how we think, what we do, and why we do things. And that's the best way I understand to be the Holy Spirit is what he's doing in us. It's bringing us closer to God. It's God doing the work in us. We talk about that a lot in the church, about God doing the work in us, and it's through the Holy Spirit that he's doing that, because we get to understand the word. We have a prayer life. Our prayers become not so much out of our flesh or out of what we want, or out of our will, but it's more out of God's will. And that's what the Holy Spirit is truly doing there. It's starting to shape and to mold us, and I believe that's how God does it, through the Spirit which lives within us. Amen. You listen to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm here. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We have Pastor Larry Watkins. We have Minister Rucker here. Minister Rucker. Man, let me talk about the college. you just share about your ministry, the Dasco Ministries, and Pastor Barry McDonald.
Yes, sir. Bishop Barry McDonald is the founder of the Diaspora Ministries, and he also established Fire International Churches and Ministers, where it was designed to be a help for education, processes, doctrines for mainly a lot of small churches and those that desire or have a calling for ministry or to become pastors. He's provided or he's developed and established everything that is necessary for someone to go out and do effective ministry. So it costs nothing to join, and it's open to, if you're in ministry, regardless of what church you're in, regardless of what denomination that you hold to, this is a resource. Fire International is a resource. And the Daskell Ministries is in Randallstown, Maryland, 9833 Liberty Road, and is a ministry. The Daskell is Greek for teaching and instruction, and the focus is on teaching the Word of God and enabling others to be able to teach, because we should, in every season, we should have an answer to those that we encounter that might have a desire to know God, and that is kind of our mission, to reconcile God to man through Jesus Christ, and then to teach the body of Christ to help meet every aspect of the ministry. So that's where we are now in Randallstown, Maryland, Maryland at 9833 Liberty Road.
Amen, amen, sir. I appreciate that. I forgot to mention. I got a. I knew it, but then I didn't have it in my notes. So you know, I wait a minute. He didn't tell me about the church. I said, okay, here we go. So we got that plug in. Amen, amen. And again, brothers, I want to thank you for joining. We're running here into running out of time here, but I do appreciate you. I pray that this the small time we spent talking about the Trinity, it stirs something in you, okay? I'm not going to say that we gave, you know, the full understanding, but, again, if you go to the Word, if you go to your pastor, if you go to your minister, your leader, your Christian education, and then and search these things out for yourself, because we have to, again, we have to be able to stand and share the things of God with the people of God as we teach, and also in our homes and our families. And when we reach in, and when we reach out in outreach and evangelism, we have to have an answer. We have to have an explanation that people can understand. I mean, the two ministers here gave us, you know, some parables, I'm going to call them, that can help explain the Trinity. Because the Trinity is a big question for a lot of folk. And especially new believers, when they first come into the church and we start talking about the Trinity and they hear it in sermons and they don't get to ask the question and understanding, That's where we are. We're called to bring them along and teach them for the understanding and gain that understanding. So again, brothers, I thank you for joining us tonight. I thank my audience for listening. This is Ministries Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We have Minister Sam Rucker from the Daskell Ministries, Pastor Larry Watkins from Salt and Light Ministries, and we encourage you to join us again on Monday at 8 p.m. and next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. We're here every week. You can call in at 646-668-2636, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr, and you can listen to the rebroadcast archive of this show and all of our past shows. Again, you can reach us on Facebook at Issues Christian Men's Talk. Send us a message, send us a link, and again, you can see the upcoming events there that are coming up that we invite you to come out and fellowship with us. Men, brothers, I thank you all for joining me tonight. Appreciate you. God bless.
Amen. Thank you for having me, sir.
God bless you, sir.
Amen.
Heaven could be wonderful, very special, beautiful gift. Heaven sent me out, very wonderful, supernatural.